Sibusiso so Mjikeliso is the host of the Sports Live podcast, joining me on the line. Sibusiso, so how are you responding to the lockdown, by the way?
It's kind of business as usual, actually, for me.
I work from home,
so I'm kind of comfortable at home. I'm hooked up to a home office. So, hey, this is life for me. It's been life for me for 2 years now. So,
do you have any tips for the rest of us who are having to adjust to this kind of life?
Get up and go to work. Even if it means going to the other room, get up, take a shower, and go to work. You'll be amazed what a good early shower can do and waking up early can do to focus your mind.
I can imagine. I'm lucky enough, of course, to be part of the essential service, which means I can come to our studios in Greenpoint for as long as it's safe for us to come here. And so Saturdays and Sundays, I'll certainly be here at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting ready to present a show from 6 o'clock. And then after this, I immediately go home and I continue listening to Cape Talk, reading a book and reading the newspapers or something like that. But let's talk matters rugby, shall we? Jake White, the victorious Springbok coach, in 2007, I think, is when we lifted the cup in France. A memorable moment, of course, in a time when we probably needed that victory. He's had an interesting history in rugby since then. He's done and dabbled in some work outside of the country, but now he's returned and returned to what is a very lush position in the Bulls franchise.
Yes, this super role of director of rugby is definitely in vogue in South African rugby. Of course, we know it from Rassie Erasmus assuming the same role with the Springboks. But Jake also had the same role with the Sharks in 2014, where he took the Sharks to the Super Rugby semi-finals. It came very close, actually, to making the final that year. But it is pleasing to see someone of Jake White's gravitas, of his standing in world rugby, joining Super Rugby ranks. I was starting to feel that Super Rugby was filled with too many rookie coaches, not enough big coaching names, and usually that translates to the levels of performances that we're actually seeing with some of the teams like the Lions, like the Bulls, that have happened this year. But fortunately, the Bulls, I think they've made a bold decision to bring White back into the country, and hopefully if he stays the course, you will definitely get the best out of Jake White.
And what will that need to entail, do you think, Sibusiso? So what would be some of the immediate changes that he needs to make? And granted, we're all under lockdown. And did South African rugby make a decision to suspend the rest of the rugby calendar? I'm not sure, as other parts of the world have done so. But what interventions are needed immediately in that wonderful franchise that will hopefully see a turnaround the next time we return to playing rugby again?
Well, SA Rugby hasn't flat out said that rugby is suspended for the year or cancelled for the year. They've just suspended it for this period that we are under lockdown. And what will then happen is if Super Rugby doesn't continue, which is a cross-continental competition, then there will be domestic competitions in lieu of that. But having Jake White, what he will need to do first and foremost is really look at the books, where the contracting situation, I think the Bulls are in a bit of a sticky situation. The previous director of rugby, Alan Zondag, had come in and his job was to slash contracts. He reduced the contracting pool at the Bulls from 200 to 100, slashing by half. 90 of those were youth players. And that had a devastating effect on the union. They now sit in a situation where a lot of their top players left after the Rugby World Cup. No Andre Pollard, no Jesse Creel, no Luat Diakhe, no Arges Neyman. The list is long. No Jason Jenkins. They had about 10 players that they lost after the Rugby World Cup who went to pick up lucrative contracts in places like Japan as well as in Europe. So now Jake White's job is, how does he replace the players of that standing. It's going to be very, very difficult. Of course, some of them are World Cup winners, and you don't just get World Cup winners overnight. So I think he should use this time, and he's not going to be coaching this year. He's going to assume the coaching reins as of next year. This year, Porto Human's going to be allowed to phase out the season, whatever's left of it, whatever they play. And then from next year, Jake White will also take over the head coaching duties as director of rugby. So for now, I think he needs to look at who he can bring in terms of experienced players, experienced talent, which positions are lacking depth, and build from there, and which junior contracts are really, really worth investing a whole lot more, or where can he actually sneak some juniors around the country that are perhaps not getting game time. We're seeing a guy like Wandisile Simelane not necessarily getting his dues at the Lions. Is he somebody that he can look at bringing to the Bulls? So those are the kind of things that Jake White will be plotting right now as the director of rugby, sitting in an office before he actually picks up the cones and starts doing real coaching.
Let me ask this as a parting question. He coached successfully the Springboks to lifting that 2007 World Cup. That was 12, 13 years ago now. A very different approach to rugby then, a very different philosophy to rugby then. Will that style necessarily be relevant, or do you anticipate that he has evolved with the sport?
Yeah, that's a good question. We haven't actually seen the Jake White evolution, but he's been relatively successful. I mean, when he was at the Brumbies, he took them to the Super Rugby final, where they narrowly lost to the Chiefs in the final, and that the Sharks, like I mentioned, they took them to the semifinals. But again, I think a lot will depend on the players that he has. He definitely doesn't have the players he had in 2007. There's no Fury Dupree caliber player right now, no Victor Matfield, Bucky's, Daniel Rousseau type player, Brian Habana type players at the Bulls at least. So that's out the window. He cannot bring out the playbook from 2007. That will definitely not work. Also, rugby has evolved dramatically since. So these are the things that we're yet to see from Jake White, whether or not he's actually made the necessary adjustments in his game in order to fit into the current coaching landscape. He's been coaching in Japan at Toyota Verblitz for the last 3 years. But we don't watch the Japanese league, so we're not necessarily sure whether it's the most challenging, the most competitive league in the world, even though it has a lot of our best South African players, like Dwayne, like Archie and Wurtenham. But I think it's the jury's out on whether Jake White has evolved, and that's one of the things I'm looking forward to seeing, in fact, is what his coaching style will look like 13 years later.
Continue enjoying the lockdown, and thank you for your insights, Busiso Mjikeliso, the host of Sports Live podcast, and Errol writing, "Good morning, Africa. I hope that Jake White has changed his attitude towards SA rugby. He was very critical of them post-2007. He's also not in good terms with Rusi. Jake White is an opportunist," says Errol. "I hope he'll serve out his term at the Bulls."